This story I call Two Shots of Octane. If that sounds like gasoline, it probably because it is. All right, so here's the story. It was the day before I was going to start my first day on the job at Bioscience as a research scientist. And I was in Murrieta Hot Springs with my family, at least my mom and dad and my brother Gary, my aunt Sylvia. And the car was having some problems, and I knew that, you know, I had to drive the 100 or so miles back to Van Nuys so I could get to work the next morning. And I decided it was Sunday morning or maybe early afternoon. I decided the problem was probably the carburetor. So I took the carburetor apart very carefully, paying very close attention to all of, you know, what goes where and parts and screws and things like that and springs. And I had it taken apart, I don't know, like 20, 25, 30 pieces, something like that, crazy number, on the driveway of my dad's house. And I cleaned everything off with gasoline that, you know, I had siphoned out by mouth out of the gas tank. Of course, that's like retching, you know. If you swallow just a drop of that stuff, it's like really bad. Anyways, I remember getting, you know, one drop of it in me and like just about tossing my cookies, as they say. Anyway, I had this thing taken apart and I had it all cleaned. I tried putting it back together. And, you know, when I got put back together, there was still a couple of pieces sitting on the driveway. And so I knew that wasn't right. So I took it apart again. And I was out there for like hours and hours trying to get this thing put back together. What complicated was, not only did I have to get back to Van Nuys so I could go to work the next day, my aunt needed a ride to the airport. Now, it could have worked out that I borrowed my dad's car and, you know, there was an alternative route, but I wasn't willing to, you know, go to my dad and say, "Dad, I took my carburetor apart and now I can't get it back together. Can I borrow your car?" I mean, the day before my first job, day on the job, I didn't want to, like, look like a total failure. Anyway, so I had this thing taken apart and I can't get it back together, and I've been out there a long time, and my dad comes out, and, you know, every 20 minutes or so, and he looks at me and he says, "Are you going to get it back together?" And I go, yeah, I'm just cleaning the parts. I can't figure out exactly how it goes, but I'm still working on it. Anyways, when I was just about to, you know, at my limit of patience, which is probably quite a bit, my brother Gary comes by and he goes, "You know, you're going to get it back together?" I said, "Gare, I really don't know. You know, I've tried it a few times and I don't get it. I mean, this I know goes here. 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 This has to go here. But I just doesn't, you know, I always end up with these extra pieces." So I said, "But I don't want to do with these two things." So he says, "Why don't you put it over there?" So I said, "Okay." So I put it in. And like Gary the Chacham, he says, he was so on that, true enough, when he told me what to do and I did it, I had the thing put back together in a matter of minutes because I had already, you know, gone through each step about a million times already. And I got the carburetor put back together. Now I had to get the, you know, carburetor prime, so to speak. So you have to pour some gasoline down the carburetor. Of course, where do you get gasoline? You have to siphon it out of the gas tank again. I said, "Oh gosh, here we go again." So I, you know, you take a tube, you put it down the gas tank, and you take a suck on the tube itself, and then you just hope that you can get the thing out of your mouth before you get any of this gasoline down your throat. Anyways, just the fumes are enough to make you really not feel comfortable. Anyways, I managed to get the car running. It was one of those car running stories again where I got the car running and we got everybody loaded into the car just about the time where I really needed to leave because my aunt needed to get to the airport. And thanks to Gary, we got it all put together. I got my aunt to the airport. I got to back home. I got to sleep, got up the next morning, went to my first day on the job. But I remember the first day on the job, I could still taste the gasoline on my breath, you know, and it must have gotten, you know, just into my nostrils and everything like that. I remember going to work and you know, at least feeling like I smelled like gasoline. Anyways, I call that story Two Shots of Octane. Then thanks to Gary, I got to work on time on my first day. So thanks out there, Gary. Have a great day. That's the story. Bye.